Okay. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the OPCSSA call today on the 12th of September. On the call, we have Mike O'Connor, Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc, Jörg Schweiger, Jim Galvin, and Mark Koster. From staff, Bart Boswinkle, Christina Nordstrom, and Patrick Jones. Is Julie online?
I haven't seen her come in yet. She might be coming in a little late. Anyway, we'll carry on. Thanks, Christina, and welcome all. I have a pretty short agenda, but I'm open to other stuff if people have things that they want to add to the list. We seem to have a fair amount of conversation going about the car, so I thought I'd start sketching out stuff about that. And then I have one little tech weenie note for you about the telephone bridge. I want to try and experiment on our next ops call to see how that works. So that's what I've got. Anything else on people's minds that they want to add to the list? Okay. Well, I thought maybe we could start sketching out what we want to do in the car with both our meeting and the meeting with Alejandro's SSRT group. And so I've got a little very empty mind map up there on the screen, and thought I would sketch that out today and then see sort of where we wind up. I'm feeling pretty, personally, pretty comfortable that we'll be pretty much on schedule in terms of the work plan for Dakar. Our goal for the work plan is to have threats identified and a review of which of those threats are in or out of scope. We seem to be making pretty good progress on that. And so I think we've got a bunch of options in terms of Dakar. We could make it a working meeting like we did in wherever the last one was, Singapore, I guess. Or we could make it a public informational kind of meeting where we tell the world a little bit about the list of threats that we've developed and encourage people to chime in with new ones or ones that we've missed or challenge our scope decisions. And I thought I would throw that open to you all and see what you all think about that as to which you would prefer or which would be more useful. Any immediate reactions on that one?
Mikey, this is Bart. It is as far as the CCNSO is concerned, and this is something Jörg doesn't know yet. that normally what we do is provide room for updates from working groups. So this could be an opportunity, say, to at least with regard to the for the CCTLD community to this to inform the CCTLD community present on the progress made so far. And that's, so that's outside of the working group meeting. And so you could use the DSSA meeting for, as a real working group meeting to take the next step in the, of the work plan and use it in the same manner as you use the Singapore meeting. And I don't know if that's the same case as in for the other constituent parties, but
well,
it is a suggestion to move forward.
Oh, come on, Mikey. It's certainly the case for the GNSO. There's a spot on the GNSO agenda for that. Yor, go ahead.
Yes. I think that this is yet another opportunity to go forward with the regular tasks we do have. So let's just make it a regular meeting so that we could achieve more progress on the project, one, and B, go on with building trust and getting to know each other, because we know each other from the telephone, but there's lots more to it when we really see each other, and I would rely on that one as well.
Okay. Olivier.
Thank you, Mikey. Olivier here. I think I will go along the same direction as all of us here. Reporting to the community is always a very nice thing to do. It's always great to show where the progress is, that things are moving, etc. But it really is the work of the actual SOs and ACs to report back to their own communities. And I have a concern that if we report to the community as a big group like this, we'll end up either boring people with a long presentation, or we'll have questions which will emanate from one or another SO or another AC that will only concern that SO or that AC, and we'll run out of time before the time allocation is gone. Whilst it's a lot more efficient for each SO and AC to report and discuss this within their own community. So I'd push for, and I'd agree with everyone that it would be better to just plow on with our work and use that face-to-face time really usefully for things that we need to have face-to-face time in case we have anything to discuss in a better way than on a conference call. Thank you.
Okie dokie. So what's emerging on the little sketch that's coming is this notion that rather than the updates being sort of pro forma, that the updates themselves have goals too. And I've stuck one in because I think that this might be a good place to pick up the work plan task that we do have that's aimed at taking our list of stuff out to the community and asking the community whether we've missed anything or if we've gotten anything wrong. And maybe what we do is we use the SOAC meetings to do that. Now, does that work for the SAC and the NSOs and stuff like that? Jim, Mark, if we did it that way, would that fit in with your normal mode of working at meetings, or does that throw a wrench in the works?
Well, really, the NRO portion of this is we have our meeting over the phone. We won't be meeting at the car at all.
Oh, okay.
So there, it's really no big deal. And same with SAC. Well, Jim, you want to talk about SAC?
Yeah, I mean, we meet all day on Tuesday, and so it's possible that we could certainly work something out. The problem with Thursday is, of course, we want to be careful about conflicting with our open meeting.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if we could, you know, I would hate to come through the end of the Dakar meeting and then realize, oops, we forgot to get input from the NRO and SAC, because clearly, you know, there's a lot of horsepower in those two groups that we'd want to harness. Mark.
Well, let's see. One thing just to caution about is, I mean, are you suggesting that you want closure from SAC from this meeting in some way?
No. I'm mostly in the work plan. What we say is, dear DSSA, go off and make a list of threats and do your best work. And then at some point, and that point I think is going to be kind of around Dakar, dear SSA, go out and check with the larger community and make sure that you're on the right track. And so it's not a matter of closure as much as course correction to make sure that we're not stepping on our shoelaces somehow and haven't missed something important or have put something in that's foolish. So it's not really a closure thing as much as a course correction thing.
Yeah. We will be making a point of sending what we have, and I mean, we should send advanced materials, I guess, is where I'm trying to get to here.
Yeah.
Just sort of thinking this through in my head a little bit. And then offer an opportunity to have some time to talk about the materials, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think we need to prepare something that goes to everybody so that everybody's got something to present to their respective groups and take feedback on. So I'll put that in there as a as an item. And then I think what I'm going to do, Mark, if we were to put the NRO on the list, do you think it's a comfortable thing to add this little action item to the agenda of the NRO meeting that is likely to happen over the phone?
Yeah, I have to give an update anyhow, so that's perfect, no problem.
This feeling I'm missing the ALAC. Sorry, Olivier. I knew I was missing one. Is that okay with you if we sort of throw the ball out to the ALAC for a session about this as well?
Sure. Yeah. And it's just time to do it because I have to now discuss with staff and with the ICCOM what meetings we want to have. So just in time for that. Thank you.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, I think that's a useful refinement. And
Mikey, this is Bart.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe what you could add there as well is the time that the SSA wants feedback from the respective groups.
Of
the discussion, because say all will do it in their own way, manner, and the type of feedback you want. Say you solicit input from the respective SOs and ACs, but say I think what is useful there is to set an end date and say how do you expect the different or how do you expect the input to be most helpful. So I could imagine that, for instance, if you would say, okay, we want stuff back from the SOs, ACs, say 2 weeks after the Dakar meeting, and that the say the co-chairs inform the SSA from what happened in the respective groups, then you have a nice process and can get closure on this one, and then everybody can organize it in their own according to their own mechanisms.
Yeah, I think that's a great approach. Okay.
So, this is Jim. I mean, I like that. I guess it depends a little bit on exactly how you want to present it, but I was also thinking that if you want to give 2 more weeks after Dakar, but I would think the advanced materials are going to go out 2 weeks ahead of time so that the point of having the update in the meeting is for questions to be called out. I mean, hopefully you don't have to say, give any kind of update, really, because people have read the materials, and so they're prepared. So it's really just an opportunity for question and answer. It doesn't need to be a very long meeting. And then you allow a little bit more time in case they want to have some discussion after whatever questions. But otherwise, right, our plan is just to move forward unless we hear objections.
Yeah.
So that's really all we're asking for is, do they have any objections at this point as to what we're doing and how we're getting there?
Yeah, no, say this is Bart again. No, the idea of 2 weeks, it can be at the meeting or 1 week after, but it's to allow a group like the NRO to do it in their own time, because they will not have a meeting at the Dakar meeting. say if they can do it before the Dakar meeting, that would be great, but allow some leeway for after the Dakar meeting as well.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think I'll leave the number of weeks open for now.
Yeah.
Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. I was just going to say, in ELAC, our staff actually takes 1 week holiday at the end of the meeting because we've killed them so much during the week. They're fed up, so they have to take that 1 week off. So 2 weeks sounds good, you know, a little present when they come back to work on. But if you want to leave the weeks off, we should just have a maximum number of weeks, really, until input gets brought over.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And I guess some will come before the deadline and some will come after. But no less than 2 weeks, please. Thanks.
Yeah, generally nothing happens for a couple of weeks after most meetings because people take holidays and do a little tourism and stuff like that. So, okay, I think that's a good sketch for that part of it. What about... and it may be that what we do is we wait on this one until we're a little closer to the moment because we'll have a much better feel for where we're at and what useful work would be. I'm pretty relaxed about this one because trying to build an agenda right now, I think, is... it's likely that we'll just have it wrong because I don't know exactly where it will be. But I'm sure that we can figure out something useful to do in a face-to-face group. Anything else on this? Oh, Olivier, go ahead. Sorry.
Thanks, Eddie. I was going to ask with regards to the format. Did the group here think it would be more useful to have a format in which the feedback would be provided, or should we allow it as free flow?
Let me at least get it in there. Bart, go ahead.
I have, in fact, two questions or two points raised. First of all, regarding the advanced materials, if you want to send it out by 2 weeks in advance of the meeting, that leaves you now with a month. So maybe it's something to discuss on the next call as well with the full working group, what the format and the type of information you want to provide. Otherwise, you end up doing this very late in the process. And a second point is just... the confirmation of the timing. There have been some emails on the list, on the Ops DSSA list, for the full DSSA meeting itself, and the proposal was to have it at the same time as at the Singapore meeting. Is that can that be confirmed so we can arrange for a meeting room, etc.? And the same is with regard to the DSSA as a SSRT joint meeting. So that one was scheduled for 8 a.m. Dakar local time, and the other one was, I think, from 11 to 12:30. Because then we can slot it in.
I think that the only wrinkle in the 8 a.m. proposal came from Julie. Because that conflicts with the ESSAC's public meeting. Is that, am I getting that right? That's dredging up foggy memory. But
yeah, actually, I'm thinking that's the private meeting, not the public meeting. No, you're right. It is. It's the public meeting.
And I guess the question that I've got is, you know, we may be in one of those situations where there is no perfect time. And so this is to Jim and Mark. How badly do you want to be there? If you want to be there, then I think we need to find a time. If we can go ahead without you, then we could go ahead and confirm that 8 a.m. time with a caveat that the ESSAC folks won't be there. But that's really up to you guys, I think.
Well, this is Jim. So actually, I would kind of turn it around a little bit and suggest that, in some dimension, you know, Mark and I not being there is not the greatest loss. I don't want to speak for Mark or put words in his mouth, but, scheduling a meeting in essence such that ESSAC cannot be there, you know, that just has its own set of perception issues.
Yeah. I was sort of going, well, rats, when that came across. Bart, my reaction to that was to say to you and Glenn and Alice, the three staff folks who are most involved with all this scheduling, can you guys just go off and find us a time that works? Because this feels very staffy to me, and
in a way it is, but say at the end of the day, it's a matter of picking time as well.
Right, but I think that what we need is some proposals.
Okay, I'll get in touch with Julie again, see what we can do.
I think it's Julie, Alice, Glenn, you that need to.
Yeah, I that's very clear. But it's so that's one. A second related question is, how open or closed should this meeting be? I just received an email from the from Alice that the SSR assumption is that it is a closed meeting, meaning between the members of the full members of the DSSA, so the membership of the DSSA and the SSRT.
I think that's sort of up to them, in a way. We're doing lots and lots of public meetings, so I don't feel like a closed meeting is the end of the world. Patrick, hang on just a minute. Olivier's saying a closed meeting would be okay. Anybody got a problem with a closed meeting with the SSRT? Mark is typing. You can just fire in. This is afternoon. I'm with Mark. Afternoon would be nice. So we'll put the USA kids prefer.
Oh dear.
Afternoon. But you know, I can do it in the morning. It's not the end of the world. It'd just be nice if it was in the afternoon. I think, Bart, you can presume that it's closed for now.
Yeah. With remote participation of the members. Yeah.
And if we could find a time that worked for everybody, that would be fantastic.
My the fallback option will be the 8 o'clock. 8 a.m., and we'll try to figure out another time, because I know Thursday is going to be very, very rough with others as well.
I'm not sure that Thursday's magic.
No, I agree.
It could be some other, at least for me in the GNSO, Tuesday's a tough day, but Wednesday's usually got stuff that I can either go to or not, it doesn't matter so much. So maybe a Wednesday or...
Yeah, we'll try to figure out. But say the fallback option will be the 8 a.m.
Okay. All right. Patrick, sorry, you've been very patient.
I was trying to reach Julie because I think last week she had come up with at least one option of moving some of the other meetings around so that this 8 a.m. time slot would be available for the ESSAC participants in DSSA to be there without missing some ESSAC meeting. But I don't have the latest update from Julie on that, so I don't. Bart and I will keep tracking her down.
Cool. All right. That'd be great. I think the main point is that, you know, we certainly want to meet with them. I agree with Jim's point that excluding the ESSAC is not something we want to do willingly. You know, if it's the absolute no other choice, grudgingly, I guess we would do it, but the optics aren't very good on that. So I agree with Jim on that, too. Okay. Well, I'm getting a sense of this. It feels like we kind of know what we're doing. Just save this file so we don't lose all these points. Anything else about meetings for now? I mean, we've got plenty of work to do, but this, I think, at least gives us a sense of direction on this. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to give you a heads up about is that if it's all right with you folks, I would like to use our next ops call as an experiment where instead of using the Adigo bridge, which is the conference bridge that we're on today, we would use the bridge that's built into the Adobe chat room. And I've been fiddling around with that because I'm pretty interested in the idea of being able to break us into subgroups on occasion and have the audio follow people into subrooms on the Adobe. And I got it working. I didn't do it, but I'm really good at sitting on technical support lines and saying, nope, it's still not working. And it turns out that the bridge, the actual physical box that was assigned to ICANN from the conferencing provider, was not configured correctly for the Adobe room. And so between me being stupid and a really smart guy at the conferencing outfit, we got it figured out. So I've got that running and want to use it on the next call because I want to test how well it works internationally. It works great in the U.S. I've done lots of U.S. calls, but I need to ease us out to an international set of calls to make sure it works right, and also to run a little bit of a bill up to see how expensive it is. Because, you know, this is now the third of ICANN's telephone conference bridge options, and if it's relatively the same cost, then who knows what will happen. It might be useful. But there are sort of a bunch of operational questions to be resolved. One, Glenn and I had a pretty long chat about all this. One is the issue of transcripts. Another is the ability for people in countries that don't have the greatest telephony to actually use this. Another is, and the one I want to test next week, is whether the recordings split when the conversation splits. Because clearly if we go into subgroup mode, we want those subgroups recorded as well as the main call. And the easiest way to test that is to just have a gaggle of you on the phone and drop us into subgroups and see what happens with the recording. So if it's all right with you, I'm going to send out, the instructions are extremely easy. It's actually easier to do this than to do a normal conference bridge. And so I'll just talk you through it today, and then I'll send instructions, and we'll see how good a job I do documenting it. But if you look up at the top of the screen in Adobe, you see an audio tab right next to Pods. Right now, if you click on it, there isn't much going on up there. But what I will do is I will have started meeting audio before you get to the Adobe room. And at that point, what will happen is when you click on that audio tab, it will give you the option to join the conference through your telephone. And by far the easiest way to do it is to just have the conference bridge call you. And so you click on a little button that says, tell me your phone number, and about a second later you get a phone call. I will be watching the chat like a hawk, and if anybody has trouble, Blast Away in the chat, we'll give it 5 minutes to try and figure it out, and then if it doesn't work, we'll switch back to the normal Adigo room and complete our call. But if it works, then we'll just keep going, and I've got some experiments to try. So that's just a heads up, and unless anybody just absolutely goes crazy, I'd really like to try it, because if it works, it may be useful, especially since we are planning to do work in Dakar, and we're likely to have a fair number of people on the call. It may be really helpful to use this during the Dakar meeting for subgroups, and I really want to get ready for that pretty far in advance. So that's my story. I'm sticking with it. Any thoughts, worries, complaints? This is the time. Otherwise, we'll try it next week and see how it goes. Okay. Well, that's all I got. Anything for anybody else? All right, then. I guess I'll see you all on Thursday, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, Mikey.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Mikey, before you go.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Mike, it's Olivier. On Thursday, I'll be flying all day, so I'm not going to be able to make it, unfortunately.
Too bad. Too bad you're flying all day, and too bad that you're
flying. Yes, still no Wi-Fi in airplanes, except, well, you can't even use Skype in those airplanes, which do have Wi-Fi, so
yeah.
It just gives you a little break from the Internet, but there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Well, travel safely, and we'll see you next month.
Okay. Thanks, Mikey. Speak later.
Christina?
Cheers, bye.
First set?
Yeah. Do you want me to stay on?
And take down the bridge, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, cool.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Take care. Bye.